So we were really tentative to start the game. We weren't aggressive at all, and we were trying to fit into the game instead of taking the game on, which was, you know, it was a little bit disappointing. But I guess it's first game, you're trying to do the right thing, and I wasn't really happy with how we were playing in the first half. And, you know, we were touching distance where we could have easily been down double figures. And, but full credit the second half, that was Wildcats basketball. Third quarter was outstanding. We were aggressive, we were making the extra pass, we had our mates back on the defensive end. You know, it's still early in the season, two games, we're still developing and evolving as a team and finding out our good areas and not so good areas. But I was pretty pleased, you know, when the game gets tough, we have some guys step up and really deliver. Yeah, well, then even our rebounding. I think we were out-rebound pretty easy in the first half. We were giving them second looks. It was our starters, I thought, were really, really tentative. So it was either, you know, challenge the starters at the start of the third and or make a change. But, you know, well, I got confidence in them and faith in them and stayed with them, and they answered the challenge in that third quarter. I think the real telling play was Jermaine making the drive and having the faith and the trust to pass the ball to the corner to Jared Kenny. And, you know, Jared didn't hesitate whatsoever and switched that three. I thought that was the big play for us. And that really, you know, really put a sign on things to come for our team that, you know, Beal has been a league finals MVP, trusts his teammate to take that shot, and you know, that was a real good sign.
Jared passed up a couple of open threes in that first half. Did you have a word to him or anything about his confidence in taking that shot?
No, it was not much. We just, if the shot comes out of the offense and it's a predictable shot, yeah, without a question, shoot it. I think the start of the fourth, maybe, I think Jesse had a real good look, Sean had a good, so we had four really good looks, so we couldn't really get a, you know, 5-7 point gap. But the guys have got confidence, and you know, that's something to build on from tonight.
How's Casey came down pretty hard in that last quarter?
Well, I think he was just getting ready for me to chew him out for not making the basket. He got up too high, he forgot to call NASA, I think, that then come back down. But you know, he's finding himself the same. The second half, he was very good. You know, 5 assists. I think he made some great plays. A couple of those rebounds at the end were like, wow, go, go, gadget arms. And we just got to get that second half to be normal. He's still wet behind the ears as a professional, and he's got the ability to get there. We just have to guide him the right way.
How did you assess the performance of the guy next to you tonight?
He's just rock solid, you know. Except for his hair that stands out all the time. But he's there every rebound. He's our muscle guy underneath. You know, he probably could have made a few more, couple of ones under the bucket, but he's been consistent. You know, he's had his best preseason. He's going to have his best year without a question, and leading the league again, or leading us again in the rebounding. So, good things are going to happen.
Matt, there was a bit of differential in the rebounds. You came out at 6 in that third quarter. Did you really set yourself to gobble a few up?
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime. I think we were getting smashed on the boards. So we made a group effort to come out and just limit them and try and get as many rebounds as we can. And I think we did that, and it allows us to play our game. We can kick it ahead, get transition. So if we do that, then we're very tough to beat.
We've had a couple of real games with Nate now. How are you finding that partnership until we got caught together?
It's a work in progress. Obviously, practice, we're getting better and better day by day. But I'm loving having him out in the court. He just demands so much attention, and it, as you see, it opens up for everyone else, and it's allowed me to go back to the four spot, which I'm really happy about. But no, it's going to get, each game we're going to get better and better, and hopefully by the end of the year, we're very good.
How did you see Casey's game tonight, and how's he sort of fitting in with the group?
Yeah, he's another thing. Day by day, he's getting better, understanding where he's going to get his shots from. The second half he showed, he can get in the lanes, and that's what we need for him, to get in the lanes. It's going to allow for him to get easy baskets. And as Trevor said, some of those rebounds he got, you just stand there and watch him just keep elevating up and up. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get better each game, and yeah, same as Nate. He's going to, by the end of the year, he's going to know his role and be very tough to stop.
Trevor, how do you assess Nate's battle with Jackson and
the time? Yeah, well, Nate didn't have a good game. It's, you know, he started off you know, a little bit, missed those couple of foul shots, probably put him in a negative mood. And that's, we just got to let him, let those things that he can't control anymore, let him out of his game and don't compound other areas. But look, we got, again, we know where he is. He got 22 minutes into him tonight, so he's going to improve. And, you know, you're going to see the best halfway through the year. He's not there yet, but we're getting there. And it's, you know, it's a journey to get there. He's got the right mental attitude and the right team chemistry in there to do that.
Seems like a real sort of confidence player, obviously really passionate and all the rest of it. How much of a challenge is it for him if he does have a slow start to be able to work through that and overcome?
Yeah, well, he's been so used to playing the last 6-7 years playing roles, you know, coming off the bench and playing a role, and now we're kind of putting him as a centrepiece. So we just have to work out where to get the ball with him, the right time, how defences are playing different sometimes. They're trapping, sometimes they're physical, and it's just a process that we got to go through and evolve as a team and develop what works best. So we're just going through that process at the moment, and he's going to have great games and he's going to have, you know, okay games, and I thought tonight was probably okay.
And a decent break for the next game, would have Damo's chances?
Yeah, good. Hopefully we'll get him on the court early the week, and I anticipate him that can play, but that'll be up to the doctors to give it a tick.
How important was Wags tonight coming off the bench?
Yeah, he was big, really big. And Sean as well. And Tommy, you know, to have those guys come off the bench, it's just consistent firepower. And they did a really good job tonight. And they kept us in it. I thought the starters probably a little bit tentative, but the guys coming off the bench really kept us in there.
Is it tough to, when you look at that experience you've got on that bench, is it tough to sort of hold those guys back when New Zealand makes a fast start? Is it tough to sort of...
It's as the season develops, it's just the five guys playing best. The guys know if they got it on the court, I'm going to stay with them, you know, and I'll make some subs if they're tired or fouls. But most of the time, if the group on the court have got it going, I'll stay with them. And sometimes that's not the best players, is your best five. It's just the five guys playing together. I think Jesse was growing well in that second quarter and was outstanding. Then the next group didn't do so well, so. Yeah, we just got to iron out a few problems with that.
Talk through the last 5 seconds and you have visions of Cedric hoisting another midcourt.
Yeah, well, Abercrombie hit that three to make it, you know, a one-point game, and Dollar was ice on the foul line again. You know, at least we were 3 points up. So if he did hit it, shot, we go to overtime. But, you know, we went through that in the pre-season, how to defend 5 seconds to go, and we get in those situations. Matt and Jesse did a great job, you know, make him finish over the top here and didn't give him an open look like we did last year.
Did you weigh out fouling in that situation?
Yes, I was yelling out foul. But, you know, that's the dynamics of the game.
Matt, is it a relief to get that win over New Zealand? You guys have been such fierce rivals for so long. They swept it last season. Is it good to get one under the belt so early?
Yeah, we were just happy to get a home win. Obviously getting a win on the road last week, but... Yeah, we want to come out here and put on a good show for our home fans. And luckily we got the win, and a good thing against New Zealand. They're a tough team, so it's always good to get one up on them.